This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Bruchim Abam, Shalom Aleichem. Nice to see everybody. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Ches, and we are up to... yesterday we began Sif Ches, where the Mechaber said one should be Mechavein when he wraps himself, that Hashem commanded us to wrap ourselves in order to remember all the mitzvahs. And the Mishneh Berurah said in Sivkata and Yutes that there are two distinct kavanas when it comes to talis. One kavana is the regular kavana of mitzvahs trichas kavana, of simen samach, that the Mechaber paskins mitzvahs trichas kavana. That kavana is ma'akev. If one puts on talis and they don't think before, I'm being mekayim, a mitzvah of God, number one, they do not get the mitzvah. Number two, the Bir Halacha says later on, you're mevatel the mitzvah, the oraisa, of you're wearing a four-cornered garment and you don't have tzitzis on it. What do you mean? But I have tzitzis. Nah. If you don't think you're fulfilling the mitzvah of God, not only do you not get reward, you're also mevatel mitzvah saseh. But that's not what Siv Ches is talking about. By the way, the Bir Halacha there says if you get called up for an aliyah and you throw on a talis, you should also think you're mekayim the, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of talis. Because if you don't think that, you're mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa. Not only are you not fulfilling a mitzvah, you're being mevatel, you're wearing a four-cornered garment and you're not putting tzitzis on it. There the Bir Halacha explains why many people do not do that. We are now going to continue. Okay, and then the second kavana was a special kavana by tzitzis of Laman Tizkaru, that you're wearing tzitzis in order to remember the 613 mitzvahs. That kavana is l'chatchila, but is not ma'akev. Okay, so now we see Sivtes. Koidem sheyivarech, before you make a bracha, ya'ayin b'chutei atzitzis, you need to look at the strings, imhem ksherim, if they're kosher, kedei shelo yivarech levatala, so they don't make a bracha levatala. Now even though in Siv Zayin, we said you need to separate the strings of the tzitzis, and that was not ma'akev, there the reason is so that they're not intertwined. And if you're going to come late, the Magen Avram said you don't have to be medakdek, even though the Gross said that it's me'ikar hadin. Now we're coming to a different halacha. You need to check the tzitzis. You need to, before you make a bracha, you need to check the tzitzis, whether they're still kosher. Either a kosher yesterday, well, they might not be kosher today, says the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan chaf ya'ayin mashum midivrei abach the al yaraba the gam b'shabbos ish of the katas. From the achorinim it's masha, even on Shabbos you should check the talis. Va'ayin b'simin yud gimel b'bir halacha. There the bir halacha says the oilam is not zahir in it. The bir halacha also says that even though it's better to check it on Shabbos, it's better. The Bir Halacha says, even though you should check on Shabbos, it's better to check it Erev Shabbos when you're putting away your tzitzis. And then this way you don't have to check it on Shabbos. And if you have a specific Shabbos talis, it's correct to check it Matzah Shabbos. Now, interestingly, are you allowed to separate your tzitzis on Shabbos? Okay, you're allowed to check them. There's nothing you could do about it if it's not kosher. Are you allowed to separate the strings? So the Maimon Mordechai says it's mutter, unless it's a brand new talis, because then it's considered tikkun mana. The Chida, though, says do not separate the strings of tzitzis on Shabbos, even if they're just intertangled a little bit. The Shari Tshuva also says that. And the question is, what could possibly be wrong? Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's considered mesakein. Okay. But that is a complex discussion. But now we're not talking about separating, we're talking about checking them. And the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that you should check them on Shabbos. Better even to check them Erev Shabbos or last Matzah Shabbos. Now, why the Mechaber says check the strings. What could be wrong with the strings? Maybe they're torn. But says the Mishabura, Gam tzarch lebarkam lemala b'makam nekev hatalas arak shira. In my experience, this is the most important area to check tzitzis, especially talis katan. It's happened to me many times. I mean, I have a bit of that. By the talis katan, the nekev that the strings go through could be torn ever so slightly. And if it's torn ever so slightly, now the strings are too close to the edge. They're no longer kosher. So you want to check above where the nekev is by the talis until where it's tied. Desham pasal fil mitzachod echad. There, even if one string is torn, it's pasal v'ayim ber alacha. So it seems like there's an important inyan not only to check the strings, but to check the knots. What's the reason to check? So that your brach is not a brach levatala. Af agav debalav hachiyesh shash isur shiyubash begit shal abra kanfas b'lit tzitzis. The Mishnah is bothered. Why does the Mechaber say that you need to check the talis so you don't make a brach levatala? You need to check the talis because otherwise you might not be mekayim in the mitzvah of tzitzis. If your tzitzis are not kosher, you're not being mekayim in the mitzvah, you're being mevatah mitzvahs d'oraisa. Mikamakim mukmi le'achas kosher she'a kosher. Regarding the mitzvah of talis, we could rely on presumptive status that it's kosher. It was kosher yesterday, so we could assume it's still kosher today. But when it comes to making a bracha, that's a very severe inyan, rak mishum choymer deloisisa, because of the stringency of making a bracha levatala, sheyesha bracha levatala, hechmiru lebadkai, they were machmir to check. So the reason to check is because of bracha levatala, it's not because of bitol aseh. Then it would come out, this makes a very big nafkamina, legabi, your talis katan. Because if you're not making a bracha on the talis katan, then you could rely on chazaka that your talis katan is good. If you wear a lot of garments, you don't have to check, or you only have to check one of them. Or another nafkamina would be like I mentioned, that according to this, you do not have to check your talis katan. The only reason we don't rely on chazaka is because for the choymer of loisisa, we're not going to rely on chazaka. For the choymer of possibility of bracha levatala, we're not going to rely on loisisa. But for the mitzvah of tzitzis, it seems like you don't have to check. That's the shita of the mechaber. But aval ma'achreinim kasu d'tzarch livdoi kulam. The achreinim write, you need to check all of them. Meaning, besides the chiyuv habadika for loisisa, there's a chiyuv habadika legabe your garment for the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Beis Halevi says that there's still a big nafkamina. The chiyuv to check alts the bracha, that's chal before the bracha. The chiyuv to check midin mitzvah tzitzis, that would not be chal until after you put it on. What if you didn't check and you put it on? So the Shevet Alevi says, since the Iker reason to check is for the bracha, you would not have to check afterwards. Okay, bottom line is, now why can't you rely on chazaka regarding the mitzvah? Says the Mishmura, Echad, number one, Delay Samchina na chazaka, Magam Nechaim Levarai. We don't rely on chazaka, if you're able to clarify. Number two, Vigam de chazaka Gruhi. It's a very Shvach chazaka, it's a weak chazaka. Why da asuyin achutim lipasek? It's like chazaka asuyin lehishtanois. Because the strings are commonly snap. Therefore, you should really check all the strings and the knot in the morning before you wear it. Va'az, and then afshe hisiran, even though you remove the visich daite mehem. Even if you took off your talis and your mesiach das, even though you're going to make another brach when you put it on, you don't have to check it again. In other words, if let's say you need to step out and you need to take off your talis and you're going to be back in an hour, you don't have to check it again when you make another bracha. De bizman muad kazen, such a short amount of time, enoi ragel li pasek. It's not typical that would snap, v'samchina nachazaka. Next, v'afilu baboiker, even in the morning, im al yedei habadika yizbatim etfilu b'tzibor. If your checking will delay you from davening Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibor, oy shekru alayis la Torah. Or let's say they call you up, Yamoid, and you don't have time to check the talis. Yachal lilboish talisa b'li b'dika. You could wear the talis without checking, meaning you're not making. It seems like even if you would make a bracha, lamaisa, the checking is not ma'akev. In other words, if you're running late and it's going to delay you from davening b'tzibur, you are allowed to put on the talis, or you're allowed to take the aliyah, as long as you know the strings were whole yesterday. Nevertheless, nevertheless, it is correct to look at the tzitzis a little bit, as much as possible. V'yimshal talis me'achar la'alois la'tar. If you borrow the talis from someone else to get an aliyah, d'minagenu shaloi levarach elav, ein tzarech levodkoi klal. You don't have to check it at all. So if you borrow a talis, then you don't have to check it over. In bada katalz kishehisa esumela v'niv chisa shaloi ein tzach lafsa lebodka lamachu kishemis atef boy. Here's a good etza. If you check the talis when you took it off and you put it in your bag, you don't have to check it in the morning when you put it on again. So if you feel like checking the talis in the morning will make you late, so then get into the habit of checking your talis at when you take it off. This way in the morning, you don't have to check it again. So again, there are two reasons to check. One is for the bracha, one is for the mitzvah. For the bracha is more important, it's more chamor. Nevertheless, for the mitzvah, the achorinim say you should still do it. Bottom line is, if you're running late, you could forego both of those reasons and you don't have to check it. But don't come late. This way you could be mekayim this inyan in the best possible fashion. Let's see the Be'er Halacha briefly. Koidem sheyivarach, you need to check the talis before you make a bracha. Pashur hu, the bein talis shaloi, bein talis sheula. It doesn't matter, it's obvious, whether it's your talis or a borrowed talis. Kivan shesha'olei l'spa'alabai, because you're borrowing it to daven. Vim kein tzarech levarech alav. Then you need to make a bracha. Dehu kishalai, it's like yours. Vim le'el tzarech lebarko, you need to check it. Im lo'i kishanoito miyad ha'mashal, achat tfilas, unless you took it straight from the guy after he davened. Ukele kaman, mislim yud gimel, magen avram, sivkat en hei. V'ayim mishna brura, that if you borrowed a talis from someone else to take an aliyah, that we don't make a bracha, you don't have to check it. That you don't have to check him. It's not yours, you're not making a bracha. The bracha and the Ol Yerabba say the same. If you borrow a talis to take an aliyah, you don't have to check it. But if you take the gabai's talis, the gabai is giving you the talis that's on the bima, and that's the talis of the kahal. Because achroinim paskin that it's like a talis of shutfim, because you're a member of the shul. Even the taz who wants to be lenient to rely on a chazaka because the tzibur is waiting, it could be after the hainu betalis shaloi sheish chazaka mal yoshes shabarka ba'atzmai. There could be the taz would only be lenient by your talis because it has a good chazaka. You've checked it in the past. The talis of the kahal, who knows what happened to it? They tie up the shliach tzibur on simchas Torah. The talisim of the kahal are very likely not kosher. And they become yours because you daven in the shul. You can't make a bracha if you don't check it. So you say, fine, I don't make a bracha anyway. I'm just throwing it on to get an aliyah, to get a hagba. Vafilim yirtzalubah shaz b'li bracha gam kein eno nachayn. Because you need to make a bracha. Du kumay talash shal shudfim. V'gam echshash bitol asay shal tzitzis. So therefore, if you're taking an aliyah, it's always better to use your own talis. And make it that you know is good, or take someone else's talis that you're not koine, or if you're going to take the shul's talis, you need to check it. Now, one more thing, okay? The Mishnah Berurah said that even though if you wear many items of tzitzis, you only have to check one of them for the bracha, but the achorinim say no, you need to check all of them. Because we're not just checking for the bracha, we're checking for the mitzvah. What do you have to check? Let's say you wear more than one garment. What do you have to check? Do you need to check the hole, the knot, and the string? Or is it enough for the other garments just to check the strings? The nafgamina being your talis katan. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that for a talis katan, even though you're not making a bracha, but for the mitzvah, you should check it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, five lines in the bottom of the Achronim, right? That you need to check all of them. So it come out, you need to check the talis katan, says the Bir Halacha. He says you could be lenient if you wear many garments of tzitzis. You don't have to check the hole. Only the one you're making a bracha on. The other garments, it's enough just to check the strings. Why? The Magen Avram says that you could be lenient and only check one of them. The Magen Avram, excuse me, is lenient regarding the knots of the other garments. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is v'mkein ein tzarech livdoi katalis katan elahachutin kivan shahabracha mevarach atalis gadol. So halacha lemaisa, the Bi'ar halacha comes out. You should check your talis katan. But you only require to check the string and not the knot. And we come akam nachin la'ayin k'tzas l'prakam. You should look over the knots occasionally. Ki ragel hiskalkel sham gamkein. Because they could get ruined there. Uvefrad oisan ho'anoshim sheyishenim b'talas katan. Especially the people who sleep in the talas katan. Bedidi have uvda. Right now I had a nice talas katan that I am not wearing at the moment. I'm wearing a different talas katan. But my regular talas katan, I check the knot. The hole was ripped, and I can't wear it anymore. So the Bi'ar halacha comes out, you should check your talis katan, the strings, and the knot, just check once in a while. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. Kol tov, bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class, brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.